It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Gene Purcell, filling in today for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, have you reread a good book lately? Our guest says we should take time to revisit some of our favorite books.
First, this weekend, Kraft Foods recalled 96,000 pounds of hot dogs after their call was received from a consumer to alert them that there was cheese in what were labeled as normal Franks.
The dogs were labeled Oscar Mayer Classic, but were actually classic cheese dogs. The mix-up has caused what they call a Class 1 recall. It's used when there is a reasonable probability that the use of the product will cause serious adverse health consequences or death, mainly because of the risk of allergic reaction.
The hot dogs were distributed nationwide and are estimated to be limited to about 8,000 cases of the product.
Here with us to explain how this may have happened and what's involved in this kind of recall is Andy Milkowski. He's adjunct professor in the Meat and Muscle Biology Lab at the University of Wisconsin. He's a former fellow at the Oscar Mayer Division of Kraft Foods. Welcome to Central Time.
Well, I'm pleased to join you.
Well, looking at this recall, literally tons of hot dogs, 96,000 pounds, it sounds like a lot, but in the scope of American meat production and consumption, is this a big recall?
It's good size, but it's not huge. That's about 100,000 pounds, but on an annual basis, consumers eat probably... hundreds of millions of pounds of hot dogs a year.
Wow. Okay. So significant, but not an earth-shaking event here. Now, as we mentioned, these are hot dogs that had cheese, were not labeled with cheese, so they're a risk of dairy allergy. Are there checks in place at most manufacturers, quality control, to make sure that sort of thing doesn't happen?
Certainly. There are cross-checks when you take labels out of supply and put them on a line to put on packages. Obviously, in this case, there was a mistake made.
This was a result of a call we hear from a consumer on April 18th, last Friday, and they were on track with trying to recall them the next day. Are consumers usually the first ones who detect problems that end up resulting in a recall?
Not always. It goes across the board. Sometimes the company will discover the mistake, and they certainly go through their internal analysis and then notify the USDA, Food Safety Inspection Service, when they've found something like that, and then they work together and figure out what they're going to do. And if a recall is warranted, then they'll start a recall.
And do we know what happened in this case, how so many hot dogs weren't labeled appropriately?
I really don't know. I could tell you that from the outside, the hot dogs would look identical. So the cheese is on the inside of the hot dog, so it wouldn't be noticeable on a packaging line. So in some way, they put the wrong labels on the labeling apparatus on the packaging line, and it wasn't visually apparent for those, you know, that they weren't correct, and therefore they went out the door.
Turning from the initial problem to the recall, the turnaround time, was this resolved in a pretty quick, responsible way, do you think?
Sure. Yeah. Within 24, 48 hours of finding out something like this, the company acted appropriately.
Is that the norm, or do we usually see a longer lag?
It is always dependent on the situation. I think in this case, with it being an allergen and a review of the records, the company went to the federal regulators and told them about it, and they immediately initiated the recall.
Is that standard operating procedure that you're supposed to do if you're a company in this situation, start off with a call to the USDA?
Yes.
Now, what are the risks we're talking about? Now, happily, this isn't a case of a contaminated product, salmonella or something like that, but as you mentioned, allergens can be a serious risk. What would be the concern here?
Well, if someone is acutely sensitive to dairy proteins and they could have a severe allergic reaction, that's certainly a health risk. in most cases, with dairy proteins, the allergic response is probably a bit more mild, but nevertheless, dairy proteins are considered allergens, so you would act as if it could be a severe problem.
So people out there, hot dog fans who have a serious dairy allergy would be the target group that would be concerned about this. What action do they take? What do they watch out for?
Well, they would look at the ingredients listed on a label or the labeling of a product. So in this case where you had a hot dog with pieces of cheese in it, those are dairy proteins in there. And because it had the wrong label on it, you wouldn't know that.
But with a recall, is there a place somebody can go and say, hey, I want to know if this package of hot dogs is part of the recall? Where can they turn for that kind of info?
Well, there are a variety of venues to do that. First, all of the public announcements. You could call the company. They certainly would tell you. You could go to the USDA website. And the recall is listed there along with pictures of the labels, the correct label and the wrong label.
And this is a Class 1 recall, I gather. What does that mean?
Okay. Well, recalls are divided into three types. Class 1 is considered to be a severe potential health hazard, and a Class 2 would also be a product where there could be a health consequence. And then a Class 3 would be a lesser severity and therefore wouldn't be a lower level of concern.
Now, once all these products are out the door, they're in stores, obviously in the hands of consumers now, how many products usually come back when they're recalled, when the information gets out there?
I don't know. I think it's pretty variable.
Just based on how widely the information gets out there, and I guess how closely consumers are paying attention.
Yeah, and how quickly it's caught. So in this case, these products were made in, I believe, early March, if I recall. And so how many had been consumed already without any impact, you're obviously not going to obtain those back.
What kind of cost can this put on a company trying to get this recall turned around?
In this case, I'm sure it's quite expensive. It's in the millions.
Looking at our food recall system in general, do you think we have a good system in place, or are there changes you might like to see to protect safety, to turn things around a little faster?
Well, I think the system we have today is pretty good. I mean, you have ethical companies who are looking to do the right thing. And obviously, they don't want to make these types of mistakes. But if they happen, they have systems in place to investigate and take the appropriate action. And if it's a recall, then they're not hesitant to do that.
All right. Andy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Andy Milkowski, adjunct professor in the Meat and Muscle Biology Lab at the University of Wisconsin. We've been talking about Kraft's recall of 96,000 pounds of mislabeled hot dogs.